Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
V'hoyo Ekev Tishmun. In the end of days, the simplistic understanding of Torah, unlike the tremendous secrets that were understood during the revelation of Har Sinai, when they understood the deepest secrets what every mitzvah accomplishes on high, even Ekev, the simplistic halachic kiyum is tremendous when done l'shem shemayim, although all the secrets are relatively unknown. And then the Sasebe says something fascinating. The pasuk says, "V'hoya ekev tishmun, v'shama Hashem l'cho, Hashem will give you the tremendous reward." So he says, and this is a fascinating idea, we think that you do a job, you do the mitzvah, and Hashem rewards you for doing the mitzvah, like a hired worker getting paid for the job that he did. He says, no. Schar mitzvah mitzvah means that the mitzvah itself automatically creates a tremendous eternal entity engraved in one of the Ramachi Varim V'shasagidim. It's a reality. It's a spiritual reality. We can't see it now. But he says that, imagine you could put on goggles that could see atomic vision, laser vision, and suddenly you see a spirituality that was hiding in the shadows of the physical world, and now it takes on a complete new spiritual dimension, which is the tainug and the bond with Hashem. The tziur shel ha'asid toloy kifi maisei ha'mitzvus bo'olam hazeh hayom la'asoisam l'sakein ha'tziur al yidei remach shuso. And you bring the light of the mitzvahs into the physical world. And likewise, the mitzvahs will recreate every eved into a new spiritual dimension, the new spiritual body of Tchias HaMeisim, where the Oira Neshama will bound with the Oira Guf, unlike the Rishoyim, that since they only want this world, and they don't want the Pnimiyus to get Tziyur, so they'll get their reward Ba'olam Hazeh, in the physical Tziyur. But really, Vayitzer, Hashem Elokim says, with two Yuds, there was a Yitzirah Ba'olam Hazeh, and the spiritual dimension of those exact in Yonim, the depth of their depth is a Yitzir Lo'ilam Abo. And Memela, each mitzvah actually is a reality. On top of that, there's also reward for doing the mitzvah, the act of doing. But the mitzvah itself is a spiritual entity, and therefore he says, the sar of the mitzvahs will be like nothingness in comparison to the ikir kiyim ha-mitzvah. And that's how he says Pshat in the Mishnah, Yofesho achas bo'ilam hazeh b'tshuvu ma'isim tovim, Mikol chaya olam haba, because the mitzvah is a reality. You get rewarded for doing the mitzvah, you even get rewarded for the joy of doing the mitzvah. That goes along with the mitzvah itself, but the mitzvah itself is a reality beyond anything else. Me'achash zeh schar ha-mitzvahs, bevavai ha-pu'ula g'doyle b'yoyse min ha-schar. And therefore, if a person recognizes that, all he has to know is his ikir, his main objective
Kol
is
HaLashon
to do the Dvar Hashem. And the rewards, how the mitzvah was done, and the actual doing, should be a toffel to the mitzvah. When we discuss Luchas Rishonis and Luchas Shnius, it's not only the physicality of the Luchas, that the first time it was carved by Hashem, and the second time was carved by Moshe Rabbeinu. And the first time, it wasn't supposed to be contained in the Oroin of Mokoim and Zman, confined in time and space. And the second time, it needed to be confined in time and space. Rather, the Luchos Rishonis were just a manifestation of the level of Klal Yisrael. Since they were supposed to be in the state of Tchias HaMeisim before they sinned with the eagle, and they were supposed to be above time and space, above death, not confined at all within the parameters of physicality. Therefore, the luchos was also supposed to be completely spiritual and not contained in time and space. Charus ala luchos, cheirus ala luchos, cheirus from Yetzirah, cheirus from Malach HaMavis. It was supposed to be complete eternity, which will be the state of Tchias HaMeisim. And Shabbos, we tap into that level of Kol Ma'anigas on Shabbos, Zoyche, L'Nachla, B'li Mitzorin. Shabbos is boundless, because Shabbos is Me'en La'asid Lovay, where we remove ourselves from the bounds and the shackles of time and space. We could possibly add, when Chazal say, on the Pasuk in Azinu, Loi Dover Reiku Mikem, it's not an empty thing, the mitzvahs. If it's Reik, if it feels empty, it's only because of you, because you don't realize the greatness. You don't have spiritual goggles to see what happens when you do a mitzvah. The halacha is that a shtar erisin, if instead of using a ring, you use a shtar erisin, a shtar, a document of engagement, it has to be done with the agreement of both parties, the chosn and the kal. The luchos were this shtar erisin, the Torah in general was symbolized by the luchos, luchos ha'edus. It's a edus that is a bond, and it has to be done through both parties being in agreement. And that was the nasa v'nishma. And also, I guess, the continued connection that we could issue halachas, as the Gemara says in Bava Metzia Daf Nun Tes, Natzchuni Banai, Torah Sheba'al Peh, has our input, our das. Likewise, Shabbos is also an edus between Hashem and Klal Yisrael that were bonded. And since Shabbos, the Pasuk says, L'das ki ani Hashem mekadishchem, you should have the knowledge that I'm being mekadish you, on Shabbos, the power of the letters of the Torah streaming into Klal Yisrael get renewed, which is the reason why we read publicly from the Torah on Shabbos, to inject this das of Torah, which renews the attachment of Nishmas Yisrael to Hashem, and it renews the engagement document, the Shtar Erisin, between us, and it causes the bounding of the Neshamas of Klal Yisrael with Hashem, a Yichud, a reunion, and a bondage, a bond. And that's what the Zohar HaKadosh says, that Neshamas ascend and descend on Shabbos. Neshmosin Salkin, Neshmosin Nachsin, meaning that Neshamas are bonding, and they're getting Torah, and bonding with through the Torah, with the Rebbeinu Shloim. Mo Hashem Alekecho Shoyel Me'imoch, Ki'im Le'yira, only Yira Shemayim. And Chazal asks, is Yira a small thing? And Chazal answers, L'gabe Moshe, it's a small thing. Says the Sasemis, that fear of Hashem is tremendous. But according to the tremendous understanding that Moshe knew that awaits Klal Yisrael, and what was supposed to be theirs, had they not sinned with the eagle, would have been theirs right away. According to the tremendous connection and tainugim and bond that Nishmas Yisrael is going to have with Hashem forever, the level of fear was the smallest. It's a huge. But with what awaits them forever and ever, the Yira is a small thing. Or he says, L'gabe Moshe, if you learn Torah, the Kedusha of Torah brings you to the level of Moshe, and then fear is very attainable. As the Mishnah says, U'malbashtoi anova v'yira, when you're oisik b'Torah lushmo. Or he says, L'gabe Moshe, if you're looking for Shleimus, and you're really searching, like Moshe Rabbeinu did, then Yir Shemayim is attainable. If you search it be'emes, you could reach the levels of Yir Shemayim. Sasemis says, why Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Zeiche to go to Eretz Yisrael? He says an unbelievable thing, because Moshe Rabbeinu was on such a high level that he would deserve Eretz Yisrael on his own merits, not b'schus of the Ovos. Had Klal Yisrael not sinned with the eagle, they would have also been deserved of their own merits. And since they were only entering with schusim of others, so to speak. And Moshe was deserved of getting this madrege on his own schusim, which would have different manifestations, because I'll say this image wouldn't be destroyed. So Moshe couldn't enter on their terms, and therefore he didn't enter at all, which is a very fascinating idea. And then he says, the Pasuk says, don't think you're entering Eretz Yisrael because of your own merits. It's the schus of the Avos and the rishus of the Goyim. So he says a very fascinating idea, that it's like a seesaw. When Klal Yisrael is completely righteous, that highlights the rishus HaGoyim and completes it. Because in the comparison of the complete righteousness of Klal Yisrael, the rishus HaGoyim is also complete, in contrast. But if Klal Yisrael isn't perfect, that offsets that the rishus HaGoyim isn't perfect either. But at least if Klal Yisrael tries to go in the path of the Avos HaKadoshim, that triggers the schus of their emulating the ways of the Avos, and then that again gives them that level of the Avos, which triggers the completion, in contrast of the Avos, the completion of the sins of the nations. Chazal say, if Klal Yisrael would keep one Shabbos properly, the Geulah would come immediately. Because Shabbos is really the point in the week that's not really inside Mokim and Zman, in time and space, in the regular count of days. It's a taste of the Ichud, the spiritual reality that's going to be, the transcendence that's going to be when Mashiach comes. And if we could do that completely, we could merit to jumpstart straight into the Geulah. And on Shabbos, as the Zohar mentioned before, the Neshamas go up and down, and the bond between Klal Yisrael and Hashem is resworn and renewed. And the deeper the person's engagement with Torah on Shabbos, the more the ongoing marriage contract is renewed in real time. Continues the Sfasemis, that Eretz Yisrael is not like an ordinary country, like Mitzrayim, that's irrigated automatically by the Nilus. Rather, it's a land that Hashem demands, and you're under constant scrutiny of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Its blessings aren't tied to weather patterns, but how Klal Yisrael behaves. And Lo b'miskenus teichal b'lechem, that if there's not a situation of poverty, that's a report card, that you're doing everything that it says in the Torah. It's not an agricultural standard fact of the climate of the place that you're living. It's a report card on the behavior of Klal Yisrael. Everything is l'mayla m'derech ha-teva. Says this Sasemis, that nothing that was given to Klal Yisrael is ever completely lost. Everything retains a hovering kedusha that's there forever. The man, the oymal agolgoylus that was put aside, is a permanent thing. And the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that we tasted is also there. And a yid in Golis could have an injection of that kedusha. You could have an injection of the hashgacha for your parnasa of man. You could have an injection of the kedusha in your nefesh, the kedusha of geula, into your neshama. Birchas Hazon was made for the man, and Bnei Yerushalayim is that if you're mistaken for Yerushalayim, then you're eating in Yerushalayim, even if you're in Golis.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.